Today, have you ever cut down a tree? Just raise your hand. Anybody have experience? Oh, several people have actually cut down a tree. I don't mean like a backyard tree. Most people do yard work and that kind of tree cutting, but to cut down an actual tree to use the wood for a wood stove might be something that you're familiar with, or maybe not. Does anybody have a relative that you know worked in a logging camp in the past in Wisconsin? Okay, you do. Nice. We can talk afterwards. I always am really interested in what people know as their own family personal history, because that gives me more information, and I just love hearing your stories. All right, let's learn about logging in the past. I like to start my talks with a definition about what I consider history is. This is the definition of history that's actually in the Historical Society Press book for fourth graders, the textbook called Wisconsin, Our State, Our Story. So what is history? History is the study of the events of the past and people who lived in the past. Who tells about the past? Historians study the past and explain it through stories. No one person can describe every event. And that statement is extremely important to me and to anybody, really. It should be anybody who is studying history, because you should not take one person's story from the past without checking multiple sources and checking those stories against each other to see if they match or if they're different. People encounter history from different perspectives and different personal biases, and that's something you need to consider when you're taking a look at history. How do we tell about the past? Historians ask questions, and then they need evidence to answer the questions. Basically, you can't just make it up. Historians ask themselves, then, does this piece of information matter and why? In the history textbook that students use, and I actually did use it also with second graders, it's not just for fourth grade and above, there's a sort of a brainstorming chart that looks like this, and it has phrases and information to help kids think about the past. It's also presented in the book like this, more of a bar graph, helping students understand how to think about the past. So the green one says cause and effect. What were the causes of past events and what were the effects? The orangish one is change in continuity. This one's really interesting to think about even with young kids, because you can talk about what has changed fairly easily because things change quickly. How do you use a phone? What phones did you use in the past? What did your grandma use for a phone? Things have changed that are noticeable to young students. And then what has remained the same? Who has benefited from changes and who has not benefited and why? The blue one says turning points. How did past decisions or actions affect future choices? The purple one says using the past. How does the past help us make sense of the present? And through their eyes is the orange one, which I also talk to students as the idea of putting yourself in someone else's shoes. How do people in the past view their world? And then how did that inform their choices and actions? When you're doing research on a topic, it's important to check secondary sources, which are things that historians look at and study, questions that people have already explored. Lucky for me, my dad, Jerry Epps, had already written a book about the history of logging, collecting lots and lots of reference material. His book is called When the White Pine Was King, A History of Lumberjacks, Log Drives, and Sawdust Cities in Wisconsin. It's written for adults, and I know they have it in the museum store because I checked it out. It's also published by the Historical Society Press. So it's an example of a secondary source that I pulled from a lot to get a general idea of what to put in the young reader's book. However, my book is quite a bit different because our audience was different. We were trying to engage young kids. Therefore, my book does not have specific information about logging companies or businesses or things that young readers maybe wouldn't be interested in. It's also important, looking at the past, to check out primary sources, which are things that were written or made at the time in the past you are studying. And those are the things I actually find the most interesting. For example, diaries, letters, drawings, photos, actual artifacts. In my book, I have lots of primary sources that were reprinted from actual letters from the past. And in the book, their little that little magnifying glass icon shows the reader that you're getting an actual primary source. And I'll just read the first part of this. It's about John, a lumberjack who worked in Green Bay when he was 16. It says, it's December. It says, "Dear Father and Mother, I got your kind and welcome letter the 1st of December. I think you were all expecting a letter. I am getting along all right, and I hope you were the same. We had a big snowstorm Monday, and it lasted all day. I have 34 working days in. I don't think of coming down for Christmas. They're going to start hauling after New Year's. The fellow that used to sleep near me jumped, which means he quit, Monday, and he helped himself to my drawers and a pair of mitts," meaning he got his underwear stolen, and his mittens. "You need not trouble yourself by sending anything down. I will see that I dress with what I got." And it goes on. And then in the book, there are some questions for the young reader to think about after reading the letter. So obviously, the fact that he's not coming home for Christmas would give a young reader cause, like, that doesn't feel good. And then the kid that left stole his clothes. So interesting things to think about.